Hello, welcome to my show for the masses. This is Joe the Human, and you are listening to my show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So today's episode is going to be a second volume of my Soul Soothers episode that I did quite a while ago. Going to play some kind of like several secret-y underground soul records, some funk stuff, just good vibrations all around. I think this type of music is very cathartic and just cleansing and has its own like spiritualness, even arguably. So I'm really excited for this episode, and yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this too. So we are going to start with I'm on the Outside Looking In by Little Anthony and the Imperials.
On the outside looking in, and I wanna be back on the inside with you. You are with somebody new, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'm still in love with you. I'm on the outside looking in. I don't wanna be left on the outside all alone. Well, I guess I've had my day, and you let me go my way. Now it's me who has to pay. Somebody new, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'm still in love with you.
In love with you.
I'm on the outside looking in. I don't wanna be left on the outside all alone. Well, I guess I've had my day, and you let me go. go my way. Now it's me who has to pay. I never should have gone away. I never should have gone away and left you like I did, with tears in your eyes. I thought you'd take me back, but now, to my surprise, I'm on the outside looking in. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way back to your heart, dear. Once again, won't you take me back again? I'll be waiting here till then, on the outside looking in. Won't you take me back again? I'll be waiting here till then, on the outside looking in. On the outside looking in. Oh, 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 looking in. I don't wanna be looking in.
Circumstance. drop of circumstance.
Thank you. if I do that, be a fight.
want to ask you a question. Is it all right? How's your new love? I wonder, can you truthfully say he's doing fine? You know, I heard something the other day. I heard you told him that you were gonna love him till the end of time. Well, that's the same thing that you told me. It seemed like just the other day. Ain't it funny? It's so funny how time can just slip right on away. I hate to leave you, baby, but I've gotta go now. Oh, I guess I'll see you somewhere around. But here's one thing you just can't tell. You don't know when, though. You never can tell when Joe Hinton will come back in town. But here's what I want you to do. Oh, please remember what I told you. That in time, you're gonna pay. It's funny how time slips away.
So that last song was Beautiful Brown Eyes by Solomon Burke. Apologies for when I was playing that first song, I'm on the Outside Looking In. My laptop is currently down, so I've been powering this with the Spotify desktop. Not enjoying it. I really miss the transitions that I could add between my songs and whatnot, but unfortunately I don't have those settings and access to that type of technology right now. So I think now is as good a time as any for a quick PSA, and I think I want to talk on the air, so brace yourselves. No, I'm kidding. So, numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. But the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, zero. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. And once again, this is Joe the Human, and you are listening to my show, For the Masses, on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, let's talk. I'm having a hard time right now with adhering to things that I know are going to benefit my long-term happiness, and it is very hard. It is very difficult. I think I've been like at a loss right now with trying to be very frugal, trying to be healthier, more active, and work a bunch as well. Because in being frugal, I'm also trying to get my money up. But I just come home every day so drained and tired. Because I've also just, like, you know, been to the gym and have been, like, standing all day doing, like, lab stuff. And I don't know. That's how I'm, like, feeling right now. Like, I kind of wish I had a bit more energy on the show. And I also had wished that I, you know, had prepared a little bit more for the show. I have a lot of, like, fun themes I want to do, but in like doing that, I have to really sit down and listen to the songs I'm curating and picking. And these songs are all great and fantastic, but I already know them. Like, and there's not really a theme except for the fact that they're all soulish songs that are nice. Like, there's no complaints here. I just, you know, wanna allocate some more time into planning my show, because this is something that's important to me. But oh my god, I am allocating so much time to so many other things, because it's also like getting 8 hours of rest on top of that, and transportation time, because it takes me like an hour to get into Medford every day, an hour there and then like an hour back, unless I stay longer in Medford. And, like, you know, stay longer, which I really don't want to do that often. Because I want to be home. I want to be in my bed. I want to be with my family, and I want to be eating good food. But I don't know. This is just me. I'm ranting, and I'm talking, and I'm saying these things because I just need to, like, complain for a bit. Because I also want to reground myself and remind myself that I know that these are things I'm doing for my long-term happiness. I have really been reflecting on the fact that our society, especially, you know, now in the year 2023, really benefits from instant gratification and just like feeling good now, and like commercializing pleasure constantly, and like getting people what they want immediately, whether that be, you know, food, a high of some sorts, anything that can be purchased online, just like constant consumerism, essentially, lets people just... Oh, and our phones, of course, like the biggest example. Like, we look at our phones constantly. Some people look at them, you know, from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep. Like, honestly, most of us do. I said, like, some of us. No, probably most of us. Because a lot of us also have a lot of our lives on our phone. And that's how we contact people that are important to us. Or schedule, you know, what we have planned for the day. Or et cetera, et cetera. Whatever the reason may be. But, you know, the dopamine rush you get from staring at your phone every day the dopamine rush you get when you just look at your phone and other rushes and the rush that you would get from other feelings of just like instant gratification. Like, I'm trying so hard these days to like not make myself so reliant on these, you know, very immediate and temporary and just like good for that moment feelings of happiness that I believe a lot of people are accustomed to and our society kind of thrives on, just making people feel good for the moment, never for the long term. Because, you know, our consumerism is kind of driven by the fact that people always need stuff. People are never satisfied. People always want something new. Or they want something that's going to solve their problems, whatever it may be, in any case, in any regard. Emotional, physical, like, regardless. And I don't know, I'm really just like trying to reject all of that right now in my life and really adhering to stuff that's like, you know, doesn't feel really great in the moment. And I am like, that is like, you know, hitting me at this moment in time. I really don't feel that great. I'm thinking about the fact that after the show, I'm probably going to go to the gym and I'm not going to enjoy it that much. And then I'm going to go home. I'm going to be all sweaty and tired. And then like take a shower, which is in its own thing. Because, you know, if you've ever struggled with, you know, your mental health in general, hygiene is not the easiest thing all the time. And we as a society need to stop, you know, hating on people for not being the most hygienic at all times, you know. Plus, let it be known that dermatologists recommend you only shower once a day, including your face. You shouldn't be over, like, washing your face because, you know, we only have... Our layer of skin is quite sensitive, and it's not good to be overly abrasive. So all of you clean freaks out there, watch yourselves. I digress. That is not what I'm talking about. So, and again, like, I'm here at this show, even though I don't feel super planned. Like, I didn't plan as much. And I'm really tired from work. But, you know, there was also a time where I used to not even try at all. And I wouldn't even, like, give myself the chance to do it the first time because I was like, no, like, I just don't want to do it. Like, it's going to be hard and it sucks. And I know I'm going to hate it. So I'm not going to. And there have been times where I've skipped this show or skipped responsibility or skipped classes or skipped literally anything just because I was like, no, like, it's too hard. I don't want to do it right now. Even though I know they were probably things that were either going to make me feel better or just like things that were important to me. And I let that stuff get, you know, overshadowed by the fact that I kind of wanted this instant gratification instead. Like, because what would I do in that time instead? Sleep? Use my phone? You know, very non-constructive things. Well, you know, rest is important, but like a nap, you know. A nap, come on. Like, I should... Naps are, like, good in... I can't even find the word. You know, it's good to take naps, but you can't take them frequently. And I was definitely taking naps frequently at that time in my life. I guess I'm just remembering that, like, all this stuff, I'm doing it for a reason. And, you know, I hope that you all who may be listening can look into yourselves and really assess if some of the stuff you're doing is for your long-term happiness as a human being, or if it's for the instant gratification you're getting now. Because if it's for the instant gratification you are getting now, it is just gonna, like, create this insatiable hunger in you that's never gonna be, like, fed. Like, you're never gonna be satisfied. Because it's gonna be something you're constantly engaging with, and you're relying on for happiness instead of working towards for, like, your okay. Instead of working towards something that is gonna bring you a lot more, like, monumentous long-term joy and, like, better feeling, because, you know, being addicted to your phone can only make you so happy for so long. And same with, like, just being addicted to instant gratification in any sense, whatever, like, your vice may be, you know, because there's a lot out there. There's a lot, and there are many things that people use just to, like, numb the pain and to ignore whatever they're feeling at, like, that given moment in time. I'm kind of starting to ramble, but this is something that has been on my mind, and I am troubled by how, like, you know, our society just relies on this. Like, I do feel like people are kind of forgetting the value of hard work, and hard work for a goal that you know is going to satisfy you, though. Not just, like, you know, working towards something that does not feel authentic to you and important to you. Like, it definitely needs to be something that is, you know, important to the person who is completing that task, just for clarification's sake, because I'm not telling everyone to just go outside and, like, you know, overdo it. So, yeah, I really hope that if you're listening right now, you can kind of take a chance to really, like, look at, you know, what you're doing in your life and what is and isn't really bringing you joy, and the stuff that is constructive to your happiness, and, you know, like, starting to slowly wane off of the stuff that's not helping you. So, you know, those are my two cents for the day. I literally don't even know. I don't know. I do not know. Okay, let's get back into the music. Our next song is going to be I Think My Heart Is Telling by Evelyn Champagne King. And if you are listening, again, thank you so, so, so much for listening. I know I have a tendency to ramble at times, but I do genuinely want to be on the air saying stuff of, you know, value and choosing my words purposefully. So, yeah. Let's get back into the music. All right.
Thank you.
And pray you treat it right.
So I think that song, Dreamin's Out of Season by the Montclairs, brings our show to a close for this week. I did enjoy it. This is nice. And a lot of these songs are really great. And I'm a little sad to say goodbye, as I always am. But, you know. All good things must come to an end. I guess, I don't know. I want to chat a bit more, but I'm trying to think what else has been on my mind. I really do, yeah, that whole instant gratification thing has been just at the forefront of what I've been thinking about. Because I do think it is, you know, gradually making us accustomed to a certain standard of like what joy is supposed to be, and it's troubling that, you know, we're equating these very temporary and not constructive like feelings of happiness to, you know, long-term goals and, you know, really valuable stuff that will, you know, empower us as beings and make life a lot easier for our future selves. Cause it's super important to live in the moment, but like, you know,